Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I had this kind of thing happen to me any number of times. When I was taught at Rhema, we were in graduation, and I helped assist with the ceremony, and one guy came by up on the platform. The crowd's down there. This is the middle of the ceremony. And we're shaking hands, and I'm not supposed to be shaking hands. I'm standing behind Brother Hagin handing him diplomas and stuff. I'm just helping. And he stopped by me. He said, "I forgive you."
Oh, my land.
I thought, okay, just keep moving. This is the ceremony. This is graduation. Wow. This ain't time for him to do that. Well, he found me later. And I looked at him. I said, "For what?" He said, "Well, you know, back first year one day, I met you walking down the hall, and I spoke to you. You didn't even answer me." That's awful, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Didn't even answer. I had no knowledge of it. But see, he'd been believing for years that I had something against him. I don't know the man. I was on my way to a class to teach and preach. When I get ready to minister, I get in a zone. I might not see a gorilla or a pink elephant. I'm serious. I do. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm doing nothing despite him. But what's sad is that chewing on him and got it, that's in his crawl for 2 years. For what?
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
He believed a lie of the devil.
Yes.
I did care about him. I didn't know him, but I did care about him. That's why I'm fasting and praying, seeking God about what to teach. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes.
We do care about you.
Yes. Thank you.
But he decided to believe a lie. Was he looking for something bad? And he found it, even though it wasn't there.
Right.
Oh, what if he'd have been looking for something good?
Yes.
He could have said, he probably didn't even notice me. Yes. Man, he's probably in the zone.
Yes.
We're going to have a good class today.
That's right.
And he could have avoided all that junk for 2 years. Are y'all okay?
Yes.
She said, "Don't you care? My sister has left me to serve alone." What did Jesus say? "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things." Keep reading. "One thing," somebody say one thing, one thing. "One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that what? That what?"
Good.
What was Mary looking for?
Good.
Martha was looking for something to get upset about. What was Mary looking for? She was looking for something good, was going to come out into ministry today through Jesus. Is that right? She's looking for something good. She's sitting there. She's ready. And he said, and she's going to get it. And it ain't going to be taken away from her. Romans 8. Be on the watch about the they don't care. I said, be on watch for it. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Don't let him trick you. Don't let him trip you up. Somebody say, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
God does love me. And there's a lot of people care about me. They do. Don't doubt it. Believe it. Look for it.
Yeah.
And if you find somebody that don't care about you, just don't let that bother you. Say, okay, I know somebody does.
That's right.
Maybe it's them. Who said they owed me anyway?
That's right.
And if you find out, if you won't be such a grouch and rain on everybody's parade, you'll actually have more people care about you. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to everybody. No. You hear people say that all the time. Well, we know everything's working out for the good. No. Everything is not working out for the good for everybody. No, it is not. This is a specific group of people. Who's it going to work out for good? Them that love God? What if you don't believe in God? What if you don't believe He's a good God, a rewarder of those that... And to them who are the called according to His purpose, a specific group of people. People that are responding to the call, people that love God. Keep reading. For whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, He also justified, and whom He justified, He also glorified. Does that sound like something good ahead of you?
Yeah.
Or something bad? Something to look forward to?
Oh, yeah.
Something to shout about? What do you got to look forward to? Come on, back up and read it. Say it out loud. I am predestinated. For glory. That's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
Keep reading. What should we say to these things? If God, which a lot of people don't even believe in, be for us, who can be, we might say, successfully against us? Nobody's bigger than Him. And He cares about me. God loves me. You need to say that frequently. God loves me. He knows me. He knows my name. He knows the numbers of the hairs on my head. And He's got a good plan for me. Does He? He said, I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts I think about you.
Yes.
And it's good. Keep reading. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If there was ever anything, the Lord would say, no, that's too much. I'm not giving you that. It would have been Jesus, His Son. But if He gave you Jesus, giving you a car is nothing. Is that giving you a house? Come on, giving you some money, right? That's nothing. That's what He's saying. If He didn't withhold Jesus from us, did that prove how much He loves us?
Yes.
And Jesus coming, did that prove it?
Yes.
Are you going to try to make Him reprove it every other week, come on the rest of your life? Or are you just going to accept it right now and say, I don't care what I see or feel or what anybody says, God loves me. He loves me. I know He does. Not going to let anybody tell me anything different. It's a choice. It's faith. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Keep reading. Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Not God. He's the one that justified you. Who will condemn you? Not Christ. He's the one that died for you and rose again at the right hand of God, who's making intercession for you so that you're not condemned. He's for me. He's on my side. I have an advocate. I have representation in heaven. I know somebody. Do you?
Yeah.
And He knows me.
Yeah.
You talk about knowing somebody.
Woo.
We're not talking about a king or a president. We're talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I know Him.
Yes.
I know Him personally.
Yes. That's right.
He knows me and acknowledges me. He knows my name. He'll tell you I'm His.
Yes.
He'll tell you He knows me. And He'll tell me He knows you.
Yeah.
Is it true or not?
Yes.
Verse 35. I want you to get this now. Get this. Get this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What can drive a wedge between me and God so that He don't love me anymore? What can do it? Can tribulation do it?
No.
Somebody say no.
No.
Can distress do it?
No.
Can we get through enough distress that God's His love for us wanes and fades?
No.
And He says, you know, I used to love them, but the thrill is gone. And I just, There's been too much distress, too much tribulation, too much persecution and famine and nakedness and peril and sword, and I'm tired and they're tired, and let's just call it quits, okay? Let's just admit it's over. Somebody say, no, 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 no. None of that can separate me from the Lord's love for me. Keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. As it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now again, no matter what happens, you got to hold on. God loves me. Even if a man died as a martyr, even if this happened or that happened and you didn't understand, with your last breath, you need to say, because who are you going to see in just a few milliseconds? Come on, come on. In your last breath, if you don't, if it looked like everything went wrong and you don't know why it went this way, you need to look up and say, I don't understand it, but I know this. He loves me and I love Him, and He'll never leave me and forsake me. He's with me. No. Somebody say, nay. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
Hallelujah.
He loved us. He loves us. He always will. I said He always will. For I am persuaded. Somebody say, me too.
Me too.
I'm persuaded, Paul said, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Come on, anybody. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing created. Is there anything you can encounter that doesn't exist? It exists. It was created. It was created good, maybe failed and became something wrong. But it exists. In one of these categories, shall any of that be powerful enough and devastating enough to separate you so that you are no longer loved by God? You're removed from the love of God. The love of God can't get to you anymore.
No.
Somebody say, never going to happen. Never going to happen. None of it is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody said out loud, He loves me, and I believe it.
I
love Him, and He receives it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.